listener production.
So my son, Huckabye, he started school this year and he's loving it. He loves it. But for me, I'm always really curious as to what he actually does at school. Like, who does he sit next to? What did he think of his lunch? Does he play games at lunchtime? And when I pick him up, I say in a really excited voice, I say, "My love, how was your day?" And he says, "Fine." And so I follow up, right? I say, "Did you have a good day?" And he says, "Yep." And so it's not the most empowering interaction. And one of my girlfriends, she's a counsellor, and she reckons to ask more specific questions, right? So, for example, what was your favourite item in your lunchbox and why? What was the best thing that happened to you today? And when you ask more specific questions, it gives the responder some direction. It gives them somewhere to go. It's kind of like that vague question, like, tell me about yourself. Where do you even start? You might not realize it, but when you ask a question, you're actually seeking a specific answer. You probably do realize that. That's quite obvious, but just bear with me. Ask yourself, what is that answer that you're seeking? So when a job interviewer asks, "Tell me about yourself," what they want to hear is they want to hear your work history with a set of achievements that align really well to the role that they're hiring for. When a new friend asks, "Tell me about yourself," they want to hear your interests and hobbies, hopefully that are similar to theirs. And so when I ask Huckabye how his day is, I'm hoping to hear all of those little things that make it a good one. But if I'm not specific with the questions I'm asking, I won't get a specific response. Now, you might find, if you're trying to put this into practice, that you're going to be asking even more questions. I think that's okay. I don't think there's such a thing as a stupid question. So be specific with your questions. Ask yourself what it is that you're really trying to find out, and hopefully you're going to get a better response. The same applies to how you ask yourself questions. You've got to be able to ask yourself better questions as well, because our brains are marvelous, right? They can help us navigate a crowded footpath and pick up a chicken for dinner and remember to pick up a present for a kid's birthday. But it's far from perfect. It's constantly bombarded with information. And our brain, they've got a max capacity, right? They can only process so much data. And so what our brain does then is it filters the information. It prioritizes all of that information, all of that data, all of those inputs, so that you only notice the important things, right? And the really cool thing is we have some say over how our brain filters that information. So you know when you decide you like the look of a red Mitsubishi Mirage and suddenly you're just seeing red Mitsubishi Mirages everywhere, at the school drop-off, on the highway, what you've done is you've stuck a big post-it note on the red Mitsubishi Mirage and you've told your mind, hey, this is important and I want you to pay more attention to it. You've told your brain what to shine a spotlight on. So it does. Your filter, it's why you can hear your name in the middle of a crowded room. It's why you can learn a new word and then you start seeing it everywhere. In reality, the number of red Mitsubishi Mirages that hasn't increased, the difference is now that your brain picks it up as being important. Now, you can call this the frequency illusion. You can say it's your reticular activating system. You could say it's selective attention. You can attribute it to your powers of manifestation. Or you could just say, whatever you search for, you're going to find. And so this is where the questions come in. Let's say you make a mistake at work. You missed a deadline, right? And on your way home from work, you're berating yourself. You're asking yourself, why do I always get things wrong? Why do I always miss deadlines? Now, without realizing, you've told your brain that being seen as a failure is important to you. So your big, beautiful, marvelous brain, what does it do? It starts shuffling through its archives. It starts searching for evidence to prove this statement true. Remember, your brain, it's not an impartial witness. It's totally biased, and it's biased towards whatever you tell it or whatever you ask of it. Once you start asking yourself, why am I such a failure? Your brain is going to start seeing all of your experiences through that lens. Objectively, you're the furthest thing from failure. You're incredible at work. You manage multiple tasks at once without complaining. But what you have done is you've just stuck a big yellow post-it note on failure and you've double underlined it and then you've highlighted it by asking yourself that question, why am I such a failure? You've told your brain to dim all the lights on the things that actually make you a success. So this takes me back to my point around questions. You can stop berating yourself when you get specific with the questions you're asking. And I want you to remember something when you do this. Try to make sure the questions are kind and curious, rather than asking yourself, why am I always such a failure? Maybe you could ask, what could I learn about time management from this? Or what do I do really well that could help me manage my time better? Your answers might look like, hey, you're really good at writing. Why don't you write out a plan that will help you manage your time better? Or remember that time you helped a colleague finish a presentation? Why don't you lean on that relationship for advice? So let me leave you with this. Our brain, it tries our best to be helpful to us. It just doesn't know what helpful is. So help it. Give it some direction. The more you practice asking specific questions, the easier it gets. Our brain, it doesn't respond to language like we respond to language. It learns by behavior. So when life starts to challenge you, stop, take a moment, take a breath, and then think of the ways you can reframe the questions you're asking yourself through a kind and curious lens. Ask a more specific question, a better question, and just like an electronic crystal ball, you'll get a better answer. Thanks for listening to Tarea Pitt's Pep Talk. Follow to get new pep talks every day. Listener.